But the time now is 7:30 on a Saturday evening, and so we cross live to the Royal Albert Hall for tonight's BBC Prom.
Attention! Attention! This is the BBC Proms, controlled by the Daleks!
No. They're not in control. Not in control yet, anyway. And in any case, the Doctor is in the building, so doubtless he will save us. Welcome back to the Proms. Petrop Trelawney with you here at the Royal Albert Hall, safely ensconced inside the Radio 3 box, a sort of TARDIS itself. But tonight there's a real TARDIS on the stage, bright blue, just in front of the bust of Sir Henry Wood. Sir Henry is wearing a red fez. You'll know what that means if you're a true Doctor Who fan. Welcome to the Doctor Who Prom, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, spread out in front of the famous Police Public Call Box. Over the next couple of hours, they will entertain us with music by John Adams, Holst, Walton and Wagner, as well as excerpts from Murray Gold's celebrated soundtrack of Doctor Who. Ben Foster, who orchestrates the show's music, will share conducting duties with Welshman Grant Llewellyn. Lots of new visitors here tonight, many first-time prommers in the arena who will find themselves mingling as the evening progresses with some rather scary monsters and the season ticket regulars. Amy Pond is going to introduce the event live on stage, assistant to the new Doctor, no less. In real life, whatever that is, the Inverness-born actor Karen Gillan. So, the doors are shut, the TARDIS is illuminated, and we're about ready to go. Ben Foster making his way onto the platform to conduct the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the London Philharmonic Choir, and singer Yamit Marmo as our Doctor Who journey, our night of time travelling here on Radio 3, gets underway.
and welcome to the Royal Albert Hall and to the Doctor Who prom. Woo! My name is Karen Gillan and I play Amy Pond in Doctor Who. Now, oh, woo! Thanks for that. Now earlier this year, a youthful, intense and delightfully eccentric new doctor with a taste in tweed jackets and bow ties emerged from the TARDIS and changed Amy Pond's life forever. But tonight, through the power of music, we're going to relive some of Amy's adventures with the Doctor as we journey through time and space. This concert features the music of Doctor Who, composed by Murray Gold. Since Doctor Who returned to our screens back in 2005, Murray has written all the new music for the series, and he's currently busy working on our Christmas special. But we have given him the day off today, and he's somewhere out there in the audience in the Royal Albert Hall, but I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing him up here on stage by the end of the evening. As well as Murray's music, we're also going to be hearing some classical favourites, but of course, with a link to time, space, and adventure. But for now, we're going to stay with Murray's music for Doctor Who. We open the concert with The Madman with a Box, beautifully sung by Yemeet Mamo, and performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, with the London Philharmonic Choir, conducted by Ben Foster. Next! Oh! Next, we're going to hear the music that announced the arrival of the 11th Doctor to our screens and his first ever meeting with Amy Pond. It's time for an untimely arrival.
Thank you.
Big screens showing scenes from Doctor Who here in the Royal Albert Hall. There, the regeneration scene as the Doctor rediscovered his appetite and tucked into fish fingers and custard.
So, I need to know something. Who here has tried fish fingers and custard? Oh, good, good, very good. Well, for those of you who haven't tried it yet, try it for breakfast. But make sure Mum and Dad try it first. They won't mind. They won't mind because they love you. That was an untimely arrival performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, leader Leslie Hatfield, and conducted by Ben Foster. Ben will be back with us soon to conduct more of Murray Gold's music for Doctor Who. But first, we are going to hear a piece by one of the world's leading classical composers, the American John Adams. Short Ride in a Fast Machine, a title which could easily describe many of Amy's trips in the TARDIS, was first performed in 1986. So, here to conduct Short Ride in a Fast Machine, please welcome Grant Llewellyn.
Thank you.
and a long dress, not a good plan. So we've just heard Short Ride in a Fast Machine by John Adams, played by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Grant Llewellyn. Now, before we go any further, I just want to say a few words about this fine, fine body of musicians behind me. We like to refer to them as our house band because this is the actual orchestra that plays on the soundtrack to the Doctor Who series, and that must be worth a special round of applause, don't you think? And now, it's time to return to the music of Doctor Who, and a piece entitled, I Am the Doctor. It's an opportunity to get to know the 11th Doctor a little bit better and enjoy Murray Gold's epic new theme, which has accompanied the Doctor on his latest adventures. So please welcome back Ben Foster to conduct the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in I Am the Doctor.
said, you lot, you're all whizzing about. It's really very distracting. Could you all just stay still a minute? Because I am talking!
Now, the question of the hour is, who's got Pandorica? Answer, I do. Next question, who's coming to take him from? Come on! Look at me! No plan, no backup, no weapons worth a damn. Oh, and something else I don't have. Anything to lose. So, if you're sitting up there in your silly little spaceship with all your silly little guns, and you've got any plans on taking the Pandorica tonight, just remember who's standing in your way. Remember, every black day I ever stopped you, and then, do the smart thing.
Let somebody else try first.
Trust me. I'm the doctor.
The cheers you heard there as Cybermen, Jadoons, Masked Silurian Warriors and Venetian Vampire Girls took to the stage and the arena of the Royal Albert Hall, where the Doctor Who prom is live on BBC Radio 3.
Was I am the Doctor, and oops, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the monsters. But seriously, keep your eyes open, and whatever you do, don't blink. Really, there are more to come. Next, we're going to go back in time and hear music from the beginning of the last century by two of Britain's greatest composers. Mars is a planet the Doctor has visited several times, but it's also the name of the opening movements of the Planet Suite by Gustav Holst. The work received its first complete public performance in 1918, shortly before the end of the First World War. And it remains one of the best-loved pieces of British classical music. Mars, subtitled The Bringer of War, after the Roman god of war, is a piece that brilliantly conveys the terror and drama of battle. But before Mars, we're going to hear Portsmouth Point Overture by William Walton. The piece perfectly conjures up the spirit of a busy 18th century port from which explorers and adventurers set sail to discover new worlds. Portsmouth also happens to be Murray Gold's hometown. Yep. So to conduct Portsmouth Point and Mars from the planet, here is Grant Llewellyn.
Thank you.
First, we heard the overture, Portsmouth Point, by William Walton. It was followed by the Mighty Mars, the Bringer of War, from Gustav Holst's The Planet Suite. Both were performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Grant Llewellyn. And Grant will be back with us in the second half of the concert. We're going to end this half with more music from Doctor Who.
Oh, you! Put that light out!
Sorry!
Didn't you hear the air raid warning?
Supreme Dalek taking out Ironside Dalek as Ben Foster conducted the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Battle in the Skies. Music for Doctor Who by Murray Gold. Bringing us to the end of part one of our special Doctor Who prom. Being filmed, by the way, in all its glory for transmission on BBC Three Television, scheduled to be broadcast next month. Karen Gillan, also known as Amy Pond, is your host, BBC National Orchestra of Wales, and the London Philharmonic Choir, conducted jointly by Ben Foster and Grant Llewellyn. Now, will the Doctor come and save us from the scourge of the Daleks, Cybermen and Venetian vampires? Find out after the interval, during which we present Dance of the Daleks. Matthew Sweet time travels back to the beginnings of Doctor Who to explore the ever-regenerating style of the programme's incidental music throughout its long history. Dance of the Daleks was presented by Matthew Sweet and produced by Graham Rogers. And from the music of Doctor Who Past, we hurtle back through the time vortex to the present. Welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall. Petroc Trelawney with you on Radio 3. Welcome back to the Doctor Who prom. This venue packed out this time last week as Bryn Terrible starred in Welsh National Opera's Die Meistersinger, and it's packed out again tonight for another great Cardiff production. Doctor Who and its spin-off Torchwood, filmed in the Welsh capital, and it's the BBC National Orchestra of Wales who record its rich score. Well, the players are back in position on the stage in front of me. Ben Foster conducting them in Doctor Who music this evening. He it is who orchestrates and prepares Murray Gold's music for the series. I caught up with him earlier.
Well, my job is to take Murray's sketches and realise them for the orchestra, so I do fall back on my knowledge of Ravel or Stravinsky or any of the symphonic composers. And as an orchestrator, it's really imperative to know these things very quickly at shorthand so that you can say, well, that, well, I tried to, you know, a vibraphone, two flutes, an alto flute, and a double bass, and that works. But the interesting thing is that because of this wonderful privilege of coming to the orchestra every, you know, few months, as we do, we can try new things out. So I can take risks, and I know that they'll be up for it. And if it doesn't quite work, I'll balance it on the stage, and we can change it. But it's great to try new things. And this series, there's a little bit of a tone down. There's more of a kind of blues and purples, which is very much, you know, the logo and the way it looks. And actually, that finds its way into the music. There's a kind of slightly more somber tone at the beginning. It's D minor. There's a lot of kind of darkness. But as we begin to meet Amy, the colours begin to develop. There's a childlike quality. There's wind chimes. There's celeste and all that kind of stuff. And then by the end, by the Pandorica episode 12 and 13, you know, we're kind of everywhere with a really big Hollywood-sounding score with every colour that we could possibly throw at it, you know. So there was a nice development, in fact, in terms of orchestral colour through last series.
Ben Foster sharing conducting duties tonight with Grant Llewellyn. Ben Foster it is, as I say, who runs the recording sessions. About three take place for each series of Doctor Who. The music we're hearing tonight, in the main, although not exclusively, from the most recent series, which aired between April and June this year. Well, Karen Gillan, Amy Pond is your onstage host. It's Grant Llewellyn, though, who's going to open part two of our Doctor Who prom live this Saturday night here on BBC Radio 3.
welcome back to the second half of this Doctor Who prom. My name is Karen Gillan, and I play Amy Pond in Doctor Who. Oh. We've just heard one of my personal favourite pieces of classical music, O Fortuna, the opening movement from Carmina Burana by Carl Orff. It was brilliantly performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the London Philharmonic Choir, conducted by Grant Llewellyn. So next, we are going to hear... Sorry, just a second. Apparently, we are receiving a message. The entire sound system has gone down in the Royal Albert Hall.
Hello? Hello? Royal Albert Hall, are you hearing me? I'm trying to hang on your signal. Give me a big ass. Hello, Doctor! No, sorry, that's not loud enough. Come on, take the roof off. One! Two, three!
But... You were on the ceiling. How did that happen? Don't panic. Help's on the way. Just hang on to your seats. Hard as you can. And sir, careful with that wig. And you, sir. And you. And actually most of the violin section. Oh, and ladies, mind those skirts. And selected gentlemen. Oh, I see. Because there we are. That's better. Sorry, had to use the local tech. It's a bit unreliable. Hello, everyone. Right, let's have one more. Hello, Doctor. Oh, I love that. I love a big hello. Now, listen, I'm so sorry I can't be with you today. The TARDIS went wrong. I ended up in the Royal Albert Hall in 2207, and don't worry, the show's nearly over by then. Then I ended up here, wherever here is. It's a bit dark, actually. I think the TARDIS must have honed in on this. Yes. Overloading fallback quasar engine. Don't know what it's doing here. Someone must have dumped it, but it's gone wrong, see? It's going to do a wibbly-wobbly, explodey-wody thing. Just one of these little beauties could blow up a whole street. But don't worry. Perfectly safe, so long as it doesn't start beeping. Not that sort of beeping, it's a high-pitched sort of beeping. And actually, a high-pitched beeping is fine, so long as you've remembered your sonic screwdriver. Blast! I hate it when I do that. Okay, then, probably best if I pop upstairs and find a safe place to dispose of this. Sorry to dash, it's just a bit of an emergency. Goodbye, everyone!
Goodbye! Hey, come on!
Louder than that! Goodbye, Doctor!
Ah! One more! Goodbye, Doctor!
Listen, don't worry about the explodey-wody thing. I mean, you know, it can be detonated by the slightest vibration, but only when the beeping stops. Oh, fine. Right, okay. Right, okay, I'd better sort this out really very quickly. It's going to be very, very dangerous and a little bit scary, and I think I'm going to need a volunteer from the audience. Now, okay. Okay, I don't want a grown-up. No, they might hit me. I want one of the children, a little boy or a little girl. And I think you've got your name written all over it, sir. Okay, come right here. Now, don't worry. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Don't look so scared. Think about this. On Monday morning, you can tell all your friends at school about this. In the meantime, turn around, face me. Okay. Ooh, in the mini mini mo. Let's go with this one. Now, do you see this? You do see it. Sharper than I thought. Well,
It's only me and you that can actually see this because this is psychic wire. I mean, it's so thin, it's actually imaginary. Look at it, completely not there. However, you're one step ahead of the game, young man. But what I want you to do is hold it in your hand. What? No. Okay, careful, there it is. You're going to take it in between your finger like that. Good stuff. Now, whatever you do, don't let go. Okay, right, there we are. It's going to be okay. Oh, by the way, do you like that hand? Do you want to keep it? No. Oh, no. Okay, right, let's put it in your mouth then. Open up. Close it down. That's it. Clench it really, really hard. Clench your teeth as hard as you can. Really, really hard. Now, listen to me. I'm passing control through this cable. Now, I'm using you as a biodamping feedback transducer. Don't worry. It won't harm you. Oh, what's your name, by the way? No, actually, don't speak. Don't speak. It's okay. Don't worry. Look, the doctor's here. The doctor's with you. The thing is, what I've got to say is, you can't actually speak or move your head. Do you understand? Don't nod. No. You mustn't nod. Don't worry. You're doing really well. But you're not going to nod again, are you? Okay. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, one shake of your head and the whole Royal Albert Hall could just completely explode. Even if you were to giggle, one tiny little giggle, and half of London could be destroyed. You are not giggling. You are good. You are good. Okay. Right. Good. You're doing very well, isn't it? Oh, no, don't worry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's fine. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've got it. It's going to be okay. Great big thing that I've got to sort out. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is transmit the force from the exploding radio thing through the Wi-Fi in this entire building. Now, I know this sounds completely ridiculous and a little bit complicated, but what you're all failing to realise is, if I just turn around, put it down, do a bit of this, stroke my head, run upstairs, there we are, it's fine, I'm in. So, you see, it all makes perfect sense. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. The Royal Albert Hall is saved. Hurrah! Oh, and hang on. What else is going on? And ITV's been blown off the air. Never mind, eh? Right. Okay. So, just excuse me while I consult the auto cue. No. Now listen. Well done, everyone. Don't worry. I mean, the force has been dissipated through the entire building. I bet you're going to ask, are there going to be any side effects? Well, no. Absolutely not, unless you've got your mobile phone on, in which case you're going to die. But don't worry, it's fine. And as for you, young man, thank you. Well done. What a star. What a performer. Let's put you back in your seat. Come on. There we go. Now, well done. And don't worry. Really, don't worry, you'll be fine. I mean, you might get a bit of a sore throat in the morning, and in a couple of weeks you could develop X-ray vision and turn into a giant bird. But that very rarely happens. What's your name?
Ellis.
Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ellis, the boy who saved the proms! Yeah, very interesting. The arch enemy. Are you a conspirator? Well, anyway, I've got monsters to fight, things to do, so apparently I shall be leaving you in the capable hands of Karen Gillan and Arthur Darville and Matt Smith, whoever that is. Ooh, what a dull name. There you go, sir. Goodbye, everyone!
Wowzers. That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Who'd have thought he'd be here? Hello, my name is Arthur Darville and I play Rory Williams in Doctor Who. Oh. Now, calm down. As you all know, Rory finally married Amy Pond at the end of the last series, but it wasn't... Yeah, I know, but it wasn't particularly easy getting her up the aisle. Now, he'd seen his bride-to-be disappear in a blue police box with another man. Well... he thought it was another man. He then travelled back in time with Amy and the Doctor to 16th century Venice and battled with vampires. He was then erased from history before returning as an Auton in the guise of a Roman soldier. He killed Amy and then waited 2,000 years to be with her again. Keep you up? Yep. Good, yeah. Somehow, I don't think being married to Amy Pond is ever going to be dull. And it is to Amy that we turn our attention now with one of the most beautiful and touching pieces of music from the series. Here we are. To conduct Amy's theme, here is Mr. Ben Foster.
I thought that piece was absolutely brilliant, so woo. Like everyone associated with Doctor Who, I am a huge fan of Murray Gold's music for the series, but I think my theme is the best. That, of course, was Amy's theme, beautifully performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Not only do we have our brilliant house band on stage today, we also have our resident maestro, Ben Foster. As well as conducting tonight's performance, Ben conducts our studio recordings and orchestrates most of the music for the series. And I think he deserves a round of applause for that. Staying with us for this next piece, it's a medley of themes from the most recent series, including the ones written especially for the Smilers, the Silurians, and the Saturninians. It's cunningly titled Liz, Lizards, Vampires, and Vincent. And for this one, I recommend you keep your eyes open wide.
Thank you.
lizards, vampires, and Vincent, the weeping angel rising up from the arena. Vampire girls from Venice and Silurians on the platform as well here at Doctor Who Night at the BBC Proms.
Liz, Lizards, Vampires and Vincent, four of our favourite themes from the most recent series of Doctor Who.
Absolutely terrifying. Now, to our final piece of classical music, which made an appearance in the last Doctor Who prom back in 2008. Yes, The Ride of the Valkyries was so popular we thought we should include it this year too. Now, it's by the German composer Richard Wagner and was written nearly 150 years ago to open Act 3 of his opera, The Valkyrie. It is a thrilling piece that describes Nordic female gods transporting fallen heroes. And for some, it has now become a call to arms after its use in the soundtrack to the film Apocalypse Now.
To conduct The Ride of the Valkyries, please welcome back for the last time the wonderful Grant Llewellyn.
Thank you.
Grant Llewellyn, no stranger to the BBC Proms, formerly associate guest conductor of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, comes from Tenby, now based in the States, where he's music director of the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra. And as you probably picked up, Matt Smith is most definitely in the building. He emerged a little earlier on through a lift into the arena. Karen Gillan, by the way, now wearing an incredibly elegant golden black baby doll cocktail dress, which explains the whoop she got earlier.
That was Richard Wagner's thrilling The Ride of the Valkyries, performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Grant Llewellyn. Woo! But now, we are going to return our attention back to the music of Murray Gold as we remember the lost planet of the Time Lords and celebrate the Doctor's 10 regenerations. First, we'll hear This is Gallifrey, one of Murray's most popular themes, first heard in Series 3. This will be followed by Valet Dacium, the music that accompanied the final moments of the 10th Doctor and his regeneration. For this, woohoo, yeah! For this, our fantastic orchestra and chorus are joined by countertenor Mark Chambers. Wait till you hear this guy. He's amazing. So here is Ben Foster to conduct This is Gallifrey and Valet Dacium.
Down to tenor Mark Chambers with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the London Philharmonic Choir. And during that we saw a fantastic montage of regenerations of Doctor Who's past, including Tom Baker, William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton and John Pertwee. And here comes another Doctor Who.
Hello everyone! My name is Matt Smith. Hello, sir. How are you? My name is Matt Smith, and I play the Doctor. Now, in this concert, celebrating the music of Doctor Who, we have already taken you on a journey through time and space and been transported to the far reaches of the universe. But nothing we've heard so far quite prepares us for the epic scale of what comes next. Stephen Moffat's brilliant two-part season finale, which included every enemy the Doctor has ever faced, descending on Stonehenge to form an unlikely alliance, presented Murray Gold with a challenge. And there is nothing that Murray Gold likes more than a challenge. So, his answer was to pull out all the stops and write music on a grand scale. With the Doctor trapped inside the fabled and mysterious Pandorica, the TARDIS exploding and ripping apart the very fabric of the universe, the only hope is a little girl who believes in stars. So, people, brace yourself. As Ben Foster conducts music from the Pandorica opens and the Big Bang, especially arranged for this concert, to form the Pandorica Suite. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Wasn't that amazing? A round of applause. Wow, amazing, right? So, I better get in the lights. We need to shuffle over, I think, gang. Sorry. I keep coming onto the wrong bit of the stage, I have been told. Anyway, I will carry on. That was amazing. The Pandorica Suite, brilliantly performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Ben Foster. Don't laugh, Karen.
So, sadly, we're almost at the end of this Doctor Who prom. Hello. But I, for one, was hoping that the Pandorica crashing into the exploding TARDIS would restart the show and take us back to the beginning.
Oh.
No? Yes, right.
Brilliant. Now, you guys have been... It was brilliant. You guys have been an absolutely fantastic audience. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. And I'm sure you'll agree that the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the London Philharmonic Choir, and our wonderful soloists, Yamit Mamo and Mark Chambers, have been pretty fantastic too.
Big round for those guys, absolutely. And so, we come to our final two pieces. And yes, we are going to end with television's greatest ever theme tune, written by Ron Grainer in 1963 and brilliantly brought to life by Delia Derbyshire in the BBC's legendary radiophonic workshop. It's a mouthful, isn't it? We'll be hearing it in Murraycon's latest reimagining.
But first, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the massed ranks of the London Philharmonic Choir, soloist Mark Chambers and Murray Gold on the keyboard. Yeah, woo!
Yes. There's the man.
They are going to perform one of the great Doctor Who anthems. Please feel free to join in as Ben Foster conducts Song of Freedom.
Song of Freedom, sung by Mark Chambers. Ben Foster conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Leader Leslie Hatfield and the London Philharmonic Choir. Chorus master Neville Creed. The Royal Albert Hall Arena filled with Cybermen, masked Silurian warriors and Venetian vampire girls as we hear Ron Grainer's famous theme to Doctor Who, effects by Delia Derbyshire, Murray Gold's arrangement performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. This evening's hosts coming onto the platform, Karen Gillan, Arthur Darvill and Matt Smith himself. Nicholas Briggs, by the way, we heard earlier on, the voice of the Dalek. Well, it's a Viennese night here at the BBC Proms tomorrow. Standing ovation here at the Royal Albert Hall. Everyone's on their feet. I'm going to go and talk to the doctor, see if I can hitch a lift home in his TARDIS. Good night from the Royal Albert Hall. Back to Ian Skelly at Broadcasting House.
Petrarch, thank you very much indeed. Petrarch Trelawney at the Royal Albert Hall for us tonight, which always seems to me to be much bigger inside than it looks from the outside.